The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, and in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today too, alhamdulillah, we're going to discuss one of the challenges that the youth, especially the youth of today, are facing. Understand and know that the youth of today don't always face the same challenges as the youth of yesterday. Meaning, previously there were certain challenges that the youth were facing, but in today's time, society has changed, norms have changed, and many things in society have changed. We see the technological advancement of society. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we know that worldwide the youth are at the forefront of this, so they experience many new challenges. However, there's Islamic guidance for every situation, and that's what this program is for, to bring us Islamic guidance on whatever the challenge it is that the youth do face, alhamdulillah. But before we get into our discussion or our topic of discussion, let's first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive if we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us of many benefits that we will receive for every salawat that we recite, and one of those benefits is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites salawat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him." Yes, 10 mercies for just one salawat. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Now, do we want many mercies? If we do want many mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal to be showered upon us, then we need to recite many salawat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion, as we promised, something very interesting. Ponder before posting. Yes, ponder before posting. And we're going to get into that discussion just after we listen to this beautiful kalam coming up. Enjoy this kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fill your hearts with the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and increase your yearning to visit the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Madina Madina, Madina, phir ja rahe hain ahle mahabbat ke qafle. Madina huzoor ka phir madine phir madine ki janib chale qafle phir meri be qarari ke din aa gaye phir gumbad e khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo phir gumbad e khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo phir gumbad e khazra ki फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो फिर गुंबद ख़ज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो मुझे बुला लो شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سر سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، فرقت میں تڑپتے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے سے لگا لو،
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری، ہو در تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا،
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو۔
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And I'm sure you are feeling refreshed. We feel like our iman, our spirits have been rejuvenated. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And I'm sure that yearning to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah has just increased. It's overflowing, alhamdulillah. And it's our dua that may Allah azza wa jal take you all to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah with your families, with your loved ones, with Murshid al-Kareem. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, for today's topic of discussion, back to our discussion. Our topic is ponder before posting. This too is another challenge that the youth of today face, whilst the youth of yesteryear did not face the same challenge, because they weren't the same platforms that we have today, yesterday. Yes, in today's time, we have the internet, we have social media, we have so many different platforms by which many things go viral. I think if we use the word viral in previous times, people will think it's only related to sickness. But the youth of today know that viral means it's going to be spread throughout the world. It's going to be spread really, really fast. And that's what happens with content on social media. That many a times we might not even realize, but the content that we create and that we do place up on social media, we do post, so to speak, on social media, it tends to spread so far, so wide, and so fast, faster than we even realized that it would spread. And today we've moved into this sort of culture that people tend to spend lots of time on social media and create content on social media. Content creation is something that's very widespread, very well known, and many youngsters across the globe are involved in this. And so People look for every situation and every possible thing about which they can create content. Now, yes, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, content creation can be very beneficial as well. It just depends what that content is. So if we do have beneficial content, such as Islamic knowledge, then alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that is amazing. That's wonderful, provided it's from the right sources. It's the correct understanding that we are giving. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that is excellent. However, sometimes we just look for content creation for entertainment, because the vast majority of people do enjoy entertainment. They look towards entertainment. They want something to smile about. They want something to laugh about. They want something to supposedly make their day better, make them feel a little better, let the load of their work fall off their shoulders, forget about their responsibilities for a little while, laugh a little, giggle a little, share with others, and life goes on. It all seems wonderful, it all seems very innocent. However, that very thing that seems so innocent, even if it just means sharing, not just content creation and posting it, but even just sharing it, can sometimes be dangerous for our dunya and for our akhirah. And therefore, it is of utmost importance that we pay attention to what it is that we post, that we ponder before we post. In today's time, you have what we call this meme culture, that people tend to make memes out of almost everything. Sometimes they may be just good or innocent fun, and sometimes it is really bad as well. People tend to see other people in embarrassing situations, situations that they would not want the rest of the world to see them in. But when someone faces some embarrassing situation in today's time, what a shame it is that what is the first thing that people do? Instead of trying to assist that person, instead of trying to hide that embarrassing moment, people tend to take out their cell phones. And now everyone, or almost everyone, has a cell phone, has a video camera, has the ability to take pictures on their cell phones, and has the ability to share those pictures and those videos as well. Well, many have the ability to even edit them and then share them. So when we see embarrassing moments, we see people going through some sort of challenging time, they made a mistake, and they don't wish for anyone else to see that. Is that the time for us to take out our cameras, focus it upon those people, and then share their embarrassing moment with the rest of the world? No, indeed, most definitely not. We as believers, we should be setting good examples. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the deen of Islam, and the deen of Islam has grown our heart. It's given us big hearts. That if anyone is embarrassed, we try to hide those embarrassing moments. So don't share those sorts of embarrassing moments. Sometimes people tend to make memes regarding it. Memes are often pictures that have some sort of caption upon that picture. That too, watch out, be careful. If it is an embarrassing moment, if it's something they don't want others to know about, now, once we make a meme and we start to spread that, the entire dunya sees that, the entire world sees that. And now this person needs to go out in public, they need to go out to people, and everyone recognizes that, ah, you're the person I saw that did this certain thing, you're the person that was in this certain place, you're the person that this happened to. Where does the person then hide their faces? And it goes on. Videos as well are made. Sometimes it's prank videos, pranks that are played. These are like jokes that are played on other people. And this many a times is embarrassing towards people. Not just embarrassing, sometimes very disrespectful. You have people that play pranks upon their parents. There was a point at which we never had the courage to be disrespectful to our parents. But in today's time, people are playing pranks upon their parents whilst the rest of the world watches and everyone laughs. At whose expense? At the expense of those people who covered our faults, at the expense of those people who tried to ensure that we were never embarrassed, at the expense of those people who looked after us, hid our faults, saw our flaws, but never exposed it to the world. Those are the people that we want to share embarrassing moments of theirs with the rest of the world. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So pranks on parents is not the way to go. People have these pranks of water falling upon their parents or flower falling upon their parents, and it's just a little bit of laughter and it's a joke and it's all done and the rest of the world can see it and laugh as well. How does that parent feel that the rest of the world sees me in this sort of embarrassing moment? How does that parent feel that that child that I have looked after, that I have brought up, that I have hidden all their flaws, I've hidden all their mistakes, I tried to show the best of them to the world and keep the worst of them for myself, a hidden secret from the rest of the world? And here we try to show the worst of those parents to the rest of the world. is this what we have gone to? Is this the level that we have stooped down to? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. These things are not for us. This is not something that we as Muslims should be partaking in. So ensure that when we are creating content, when we are posting, we are not posting those things that mock people, that insult people. In today's time, even the scholars are not safe from being victim to these crimes. You have people who are bringing people towards the deen of Islam, people who are bringing people towards the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on the every video, on the every picture, people try to make memes out of that. They try to make a laughing stock. They try to make jokes about those people. Who? Those people that are bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became the central point of our attack. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Really, we should think these are those who care for our akhirah, and we don't even care for their dunya. They care for our afterlife, and we don't even care for their worldly life. We are trying to embarrass them. This is not the way that Islam has taught us. Yes, even in madrasas, in schools, you find that students tend to prank their teachers, they tend to play jokes on their teachers, or they tend to imitate their teachers with regards to whatever it is that might be sort of embarrassing, that might be something that is not pleasant to show the rest of the world. So they imitate their teachers among themselves, they make videos of it, they share videos, they share pictures, etc. of this, and they make their teacher a laughingstock. Your teacher? Our teachers who are teaching us the Quran, who are teaching us Hadith, who are teaching us various sciences, those people through whom we have become what we have become, those are the people that become the center of our jokes. Ah, what a sad state of society. We have to recognize the problem, and we have to face the problem head on, and we need to make those changes. We need to make those changes in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran regarding people mocking each other, that one nation, one people should not mock another nation. Sometimes those who are mocked are better than those who are mocking. How many times we see this? How many times we see this, that those people who are being mocked, in reality, they are often better than those people who are mocking. Because really, to mock the next person, we really have to stoop down very low to find the worst in people. And weak eyes are going to see weaknesses. Positive eyes are going to see positivity. How come we are seeing the negative in people and we are sharing that negative? We are posting it to other parts of the world? Most definitely, this is not our way. So those who have fallen into this trap, those who are going down this road, please pay attention to where it is that we are going. Not everything is for the rest of the world to see. Not everything is for the next person to see. Not everything is meant to go viral. It's not about getting many likes. It's not about getting many views. Think of the repercussions of this. Not just the dunyawi repercussions, not just the worldly repercussions, but the ukhrawi repercussions as well. The repercussions in the hereafter as well. Sometimes people tend to post things. Whatever their feelings are, they will tend to post that. Whatever they feel at that moment, they tend to post that. Wherever they are at that moment, they tend to post that. Whatever they are eating, they post that. Just think. If we are posting something that we are eating, someone along the line who is watching it might not be able to afford the same meal. Why is it that we're trying to show them what it is that we are eating when they cannot manage to eat that? Why do we need to post our personal lives on our social media? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with a wonderful, happy family, then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have to show it to the rest of the world that this is what I'm doing with my children, this is what I'm doing with my spouse, this is what I'm doing with my parents. The rest of the dunya doesn't have to know. There are people who might be watching who don't have parents. There are people who might be watching who don't have or cannot have children. There are people who might be watching that want to marry but they don't have spouses. And then we complain about the hasad, we complain about the jealousy, we complain about the bad nazar, about the evil gazes that fall upon us, whilst we were too busy displaying all of the ni'mas that we have. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, has given us ni'mas, has given us goodness in our lives, these are points of shukr. These are points at which we need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to make other people feel jealous. Not to try to show the rest of the world that we are very successful and that they are failures. And we should most definitely not be posting the failures of others. In today's time, we have such an evil trend, such a bad trend that is called epic fails. That the moment someone tries something, but it's caught on camera, it's caught on video, and they fail in their attempt, they, it becomes a meme as well, and that is shared throughout the world. And people spend time, they spend minutes, they spend hours watching people fail at different tasks, and they get joy from this. Think of the sickness of our society, that we are getting joy by seeing other people go through pain, go through difficulty, go through embarrassment, go through failure, and we get joy by this, we laugh at this, and this becomes fun and games for us. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Really? How sick has our society become? We need to re-look into what it is that we see as our entertainment, what it is that we see as our joy. Our joy should be the joy of others. Our happiness should be the happiness of others. When we see others smiling, we should be smiling. Alhamdulillah. When we see people around us happy, we should also be happy that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, Muslimun are happy. Not that when we see them embarrassed, when we see them mocked, when we see that they don't know where to hide their faces, when we see them fail and that becomes entertainment and that becomes shared and the rest of the world must see it and we're too happy to pass that, to pass those messages, those videos and those pictures on to our friends, to our family members and ensure that those go viral for the rest of the world to laugh at our own people, for the rest of the world to laugh at our own Muslims. Think again. Ponder before posting. Honorable viewers of Madani Channel, ponder before posting whatever it is that we are going to post. Stop. Think. There are consequences. There are repercussions. Some in the world. Some in the hereafter. Sometimes it's at the expense of another person. At whose expense am I posting? Ponder. Ponder before posting. Let your posts be a means of your benefit in the world and in the hereafter. Don't let your posts be a means of your detriment in this world and the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to act upon the goodness that we have learned. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.